everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. Day two of the Eagles training camp in the books, and we're going to get defensive in this show today. After speaking about the quarterbacks on Monday, we want to take a different approach today and really hone in on Jim Schwartz and also take a look at the other side of the ball. We have very important things to talk about here, Chris McPherson.
No question about it. You know, everyone talked about the quarterbacks yesterday, but there are 34 other players here on the training camp roster. And now we get to talk about some of those guys on the defensive side of the football. A lot of changes on that side of the football this offseason. You mentioned Jim Schwartz is the new coordinator. Scheme change going from the 3-4 the past three seasons to the 4-3. How will that impact the players on the roster? And what about some of the new additions? How will they be able to contribute this season?
And everybody wants answers from Jim Schwartz, who's got a proven track record as one of the top defensive minds in the NFL. So Schwartz meets the media on Tuesday. What does he have to say? Well, he's talking defense, of course, but he's not going to go so far as to put some evaluations down in front of everyone to hear, not until the pads go on.
You know, I think that you can make mistakes if you do that because, you know, let's be honest, we haven't had pads on yet, you know, and the football's meant to be played with pads. And, you know, you can have a guy in the right position and it look good out here, but if he can't make that tackle, and scheme didn't mean anything. So, you know, it's a cliche, but it does come down to blocking and tackling and, you know, those kind of things. And that's stuff that, you know, will be determined over the next 6 weeks. That's the stuff that, you know, training camp's about. We've done with a little different flavor each stop along the way. You know, it looked a little bit different with Javon Kearse and Kevin Carter when I was in Tennessee, and it looked a little bit different with Kyle VandenBosch and Antoine Odom. When we got to Detroit, it looked a little different with Cliff Averill. You know, it looked a little different with Ziggy Ansah. Buffalo, it looked a little bit different with Mario Williams and a guy like Jerry Hughes. All those guys have different skill sets, and, you know, it's all about trying to put them in a position that, you know, they can execute the scheme, but within the scheme, they can technique-wise execute. I think it's some things that probably fly below the radar from just an alignment standpoint, but there's a lot of differences between what we're doing right now. You know, we try to match the talent that we have to the techniques that we're asking guys to play. And even here, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, Brandon is doing is a little different than what Vinny's doing. You know, I think that's, you know, that's up to the coaches, and Chris has done a really good job there of trying to tailor package for each guy.
That is Jim Schwartz from earlier today. Chris, it's interesting. I think we kind of take for just granted the idea that Jim is going to come in here and transform this Eagles defense. So the question I have for you is, how far along is the Eagles defense now, and what do you expect come September?
So right now, it remains to be seen because, as everyone knows, the pads don't go on until Saturday. Some guys look great in T-shirts and shorts. They fly around the football. They can make plays. But it's different when you have to get there in the trenches. You have to plug in the gaps and be able to bring down the ball carrier. So that's going to be what we have to see over the next month. And that's one of the reasons why Jim Schwartz and Doug Peterson want a physical, take the ball carrier to the ground type of training camp. It's not going to be just drills like we've seen the last couple of years. These guys want to know what it's like when the pads are on, when the pressure is on, the heat is on. Can you make the tackle in the key situation? So over the next month, we will see the defensive line, which is the strength of this football team, and has always been the key to Jim Schwartz's defenses over the years, flourish. But I'm interested to see that back seven of how they come together. Are they able to make those plays? Are they able to fill the gaps? You know, everything starts up front, but you need those guys in the back seven to fill in everything else.
Players most on the spot. I'll go with Vinny Curry, who signs the big contract in the offseason, now a full-time starter at the defensive end position. Can he produce with the additional playing time, and how does that rotation work with Connor Barwin, with Brandon Graham and Vinny Curry in an increased role? Now, who's that fourth defensive end? Who's your player on the spot?
Player on the spot, I'm going to go to that second level of the defense. I'm going to look at Michael Kendricks, a down 2015 season. He's been plagued by injury a little bit the last couple of seasons, but I think he's going to be rejuvenated being in this scheme. He played on this side, the weak side, back in 2012, his rookie season, when he was inserted immediately as a starter on the defense, and he's a free-flowing type of player, an athletic playmaker who likes to get to the football. There's going to be so much havoc wreaked by the defensive line. Kendricks is going to be able to come in from behind clean everything up and make plays. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Hendricks unleashed in this new scheme in 2016.
Yeah, I had an interesting conversation with Corey Unlin, the defensive backs coach. You can listen to that in our Eagles Live podcast, which will come out on Wednesday. Is there a star at cornerback for the Eagles, or do they need to have one after the failed experiment last year with Byron Maxwell? So that is our look on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to turn things over to the offensive line when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
Tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
Yeah, you know, you touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make
that
profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. We talked about the defense on the first side of the show. Now we're going to talk about the offensive line. And the Eagles made a big-time investment in the offensive line after a really tough 2015 season, specifically in free agency. On day one of free agency, they went out and they signed the player they coveted the most, Brandon Brooks. They plug him in at right guard. We'll see how he does over there. And our Abby Atwater takes a look at Brandon Brooks. He is our Eagle in focus.
Thanks, guys. Originally a third-round pick of the Houston Texans in 2012, Brandon Brooks signed a 5-year deal with the Eagles back in March. For Brooks, he said the decision came easy. It was a chance for him to match his skill sets with the demands of the new Eagles offense.
In the grand scheme of things, for me, I felt the most want here. And I want to go somewhere where I felt, you know, really wanted, where I felt, you know, I could fit in good with the guys, felt, you know, fit in good with the scheme. It was no dragging of the feet. It was no, well, we're going to see kind of how it works out, shakes out. It was, we want you, that, you know, that type of nature. And it felt good to be wanted.
You know, Jason Peter was the first guy to, you know, text me. And then from there it was Kelsey. And then from there it was Lane Johnson. So, you know, talking to all those guys and, you know, I'd say for some time, you know, the Eagles were on top of my list and a place that I wanted to be. And as soon as it was free agency officially open, let's do it. That was the first thing.
Coach Peterson had a lot to say when asked about Brooks' skill set fitting him perfectly with the offensive line.
Man, I tell you what, big, strong, athletic, road grader type, nasty mentality, demeanor. Guy that can get out on the perimeter and run. He's smart. You know, all the things that you look for in a guard that we need, you know, right now on this offensive line, a leader, a guy that's got a lot of games under his belt. So, you know, going to be a good fit for our line. You know, I guess the prototype wouldn't say 6'5", but you know what? You take the best available, and he was the best available. He was the number one guy that we targeted in free agency at offensive line, and we were able to get him. Sometimes you can't control how big a guy is. You know, the Lord blessed us with different heights and weights, and you know, we use them to our best of our ability. So,
Brooks will see his first live action at Lincoln Financial Field on August 11th against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Abby Atwater. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks so much, Abby, and welcome to the team. Chris, Brandon Brooks, somebody that people don't really talk too much about, but I think the Eagles looking at him as a huge and potentially kind of landscape-altering right guard.
No question. When was the last time the Eagles had this type of talent at the right guard position? You have to go back to Sean Andrews?
Yep, you would say.
He was an all-pro type player at that position. The Eagles invested heavily because it had a domino effect on this team last season, the weakness at the guard positions. You saw Jason Kelce have his struggles. Lane Johnson was up and down. You put Brandon Brooks in their right guard. You cement him as your starter from day one and give yourself that type of firepower there. You're going to make not just the right guard position better overall, but the line from Lane Johnson to Jason Kelce all the way on down. The Eagles need the offensive line to be a strength here in 2016 in Doug Peterson's offense. Brandon Brooks was a key move in helping make that come to fruition. So we got more to go here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro and Chris McPherson. One more block to go. When we come back, we'll talk about day three of training camp. The veterans are on the way, and we've got more for you here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
The stronger the love, let me go. The greater the responsibility. But you don't have to do it alone.
My life complete.
Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacked to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
The veterans are coming. The veterans are coming. What does that all mean as the NovaCare complex suddenly gets very, very crowded? No question about it. The veterans arrive on Wednesday. Now, the rookies and selected vets, they do have one final practice together, just themselves, on Wednesday morning. And we'll be by to recap that tomorrow evening. And also on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, as well as the Eagles mobile app, you can check out the Eagle in Focus with Brandon Brooks if you happen to miss that earlier in the show. Our press pass will be quarterback Sam Bradford. He will meet the media once again. He'll kind of recap what's happened the last couple of days. We'll also hear from the head coach himself. Your column on the state of the cornerback position. You caught up with position coach, defensive backs coach Corey Unlund to get the latest. Do the Eagles need a star?
Yeah, I mean, last year it didn't work with Byron Maxwell. Didn't work with Nnamdi Asamoah before that. The Eagles have Leotis McKelvin, a former first-round draft pick, Ron Brooks, who couldn't get playing time in Buffalo, and then a cast of characters competing for playing time. I think it's going to be fun to watch. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, it will work in concert with the front. The Eagles have to get pressure on the quarterback, as does every defense, for Jim Schwartz's system to work.
So you mentioned McKelvin and Brooks, and these former Jim Schwartz guys just rave about playing in Jim Schwartz's scheme and also playing for the coach himself. And these guys had their career years in Schwartz's scheme, and they want to feel that once again. They want to have that success. And these guys had that 1 year with him in Buffalo in 2014 and never got to carry that over to year two, so they feel like they can come here to Philadelphia and all build something special here together. Also on tomorrow's show, you go one-on-one with the head coach himself.
Yeah, Doug Peterson coming into the studio here. I'll try to ask him some questions that maybe he won't hear from the rest of the media. It's not going to be all about the quarterbacks, although I'm sure we will touch on that. Because everybody wants to hear about the quarterbacks. As the entire team reports to the NovaCare complex on Thursday morning, a conditioning test, and then on Thursday afternoon, the first full team workout in this 2016 Eagles training camp. So we're getting heated up here in South Philadelphia. We thank you for joining us here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us, and have yourselves a great Eagles Day.